Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天，我有个负担，还是和弟兄姊妹来交通。我们从西安特会的得着。
Today I have a burden to fellowship with brothers and sisters. Some of the things we received at WCCC.
我相信这次有参加特会的弟兄姊妹。
I believe brothers and sisters who attended.
不仅是头一次参加的人，他们感觉到这个信息是多么的宝贵那个荣耀是何等大。
Not only for those who this was their first time, but that the messages were so precious.
就是那些已经听过很多次的弟兄姊妹，很多都是在那里从心里边涌出这种的感叹今天神所给我们的是一个何等丰盛的荣耀。
But even those who have attended many WCCCs felt that this was these were great messages that the Lord has given us.
所以我们求主借着他的圣灵。继续用这些话语来做工。
So we ask that the Holy Spirit may continue to work through these words.
让我们不要像赶聚会一次过去就过去了。
But that we don't let meetings and conferences pass.
但愿这次的这个特会真的是把我们引进他的国度、权柄和荣耀的实际里头。
But may the Lord lead us into His kingdom, power, and glory through this conference.
让我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's begin by reading a few passages.
我们先来读马太福音第六章。
We'll first turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
我们读第九、第十和十三。
We'll read verse 9, 10, and 13.
马太福音第六章九十和十三节。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9, 10, and 13.
中文先来。
Chinese first.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
接着我们读彼得后书第一章。
Next we'll read 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章我们读十和十一节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11.
彼得后书第一章第十和十一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11.
中文。
In Chinese.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主。救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you.
马太福音第七章。
The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7,
13和14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章第十三、十四节。
Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
中文。你们要进窄门，因为引道媚王，那门是宽的。路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的， 找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
同一卷书第十一章。
The same book, chapter 11.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音第十一章第十二节。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12.
起来
Together.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今天国是努力进入的努力的人就得着了
From the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and violent men take it by force
哥林多前书第九章
First Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多前书第九章二十四到二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, sorry, verse 24 through 27.
哥林多前书第九章第二十四节，来，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑。好叫你们得着奖赏凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕所以我奔跑不是无定向的我斗拳不像打空气的我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air.But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
好，下一章第三十一节。
The next chapter, verse 31.
第十章的三十一节，来。
Chapter 10, verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Whatever then you eat or drink,Or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
最后我们请读希伯来书第二章。
Lastly, we'll turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第九和第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
希伯来书第二章第九节。唯独见那比成为天使小一点的耶稣因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的。
But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.To perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
我想我们都还记得这次特会的主题。
I think we also remember the theme of this conference.
就是国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
That is, thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
我们看见主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候
We see that when Jesus teaches us to pray
他有这样的一个意念
He has this concept
他看见国度权柄和荣耀对于我们整个一生的重要性
He sees the importance of the kingdom and power and glory to our lives
所以我们看见说教会不仅是神的家
So we see that church is not only the house of God
并且教会也是神的国
But the church is also the kingdom of God
今天教会在地上就是神的国度
Today the church on earth is the kingdom of God
所以当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
So when God called Abraham
从他一个人
Starting from him
他已经看见一个国
He saw the kingdom
在创世纪第十二章里面
In Genesis chapter 12,
他应许亚伯拉罕说：“我必叫你成为大国。”
God said to Abraham, "I will make you a great nation."
所以从亚伯拉罕到了雅各的时候
，So from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob,
他就雅各就生了十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
这个家不能算小啊。
So this is not a small family.
毕竟我们现在都是两个的，他这是很大的家。
So even now, when we have two children, it's quite a big family.
但是还不够。这十二个儿子呢要变成十二个支派
But that wasn't enough These 12 sons turned into 12 tribes
所以神就有了以色列家
So he had the house of Israel
但是这还不够
But this wasn't enough
必须等到大卫出现的时候
We waited until David came
以色列家变成以色列国
That the house of Israel became the nation of Israel
大卫成为以色列家的王
And King David became the king of Israel.
他设立宝座在耶路撒冷。
And he established his throne in Jerusalem.
这样神的心意才得到满足。
So that the will of God may be satisfied.
因为大卫顺服神的缘故。
Because of David's obedience.
所以神说他是合神心意的王。
So God says that he is a king, following after the heart of God.
而大卫的宝座也就成为一个专有的名词。
And the throne of David became a unique name.
大卫预表我们主耶稣有一天在地上要做王。
David represented that Jesus will one day become king.
所以今天我们不仅认识到教会是神的家。
So today, not only do we recognize that the church is the house of God.
在这里有神做我们的父亲。
That God is our father.
我们都是他的儿女。
And we are all his children.
并且我们彼此做弟兄姊妹。
And we are brothers and sisters together.
在这里有神的爱和恩典。
That here we have God's love and grace.
许多丰富的供应。
And many abundant provisions.
并且弟兄姊妹也彼此相爱，有许多比我们年长、生命更成熟的人来爱我们，来扶持我们。
And brothers and sisters live together in love, that those who are older than us support and love us.
这些都是我们的享受。
These are all our enjoyment.
但是在另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
我们看见教会也是神的国。
We see that church is also the kingdom of God.
我们知道撒旦在地上也有他的国度。
We know that Satan on earth also has his kingdom.
并且他的国度组织的非常的完整，非常的强大。
And his kingdom is very complete and great.
所以神使教会在地上，乃是成为神爱子光明的国度。
So the God allows the church to be here on earth to be the kingdom of his beloved son.
这爱子光明的国度和撒旦黑暗的国度，那是一个敌对的。
So the kingdom of his beloved son and the kingdom of Satan are in conflict.
所以在这中间，我们看见主耶稣在这个国度中，他是王。
And in the center, we see that our Lord Jesus is king.
我们必须看见他的威严和荣耀。
We must see his majesty and his glory.
我们必须看见他是可敬畏的那一位。
And we need to see that he is one to be worshipped.
那我们众人都来做仆人。
And we are all his servants.
我们来侍奉他。
And we are here to serve him.
我们来顺服他。
We're here to obey him.
我们来忠心的。背起他所托付的见证，在地上走完我们的路程。
And diligently carry up his testimony.
有国度意念，对我们今天走这条道路是非常重要的。
Having this concept of his kingdom is very important to our life.
非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在我蒙恩得救之后。
That after we have been saved.
好像不知道为什么，圣灵就把这样一个意念放在我里面。
I don't know why, but the Holy Spirit placed this concept within me.
在很多年前，当我还做学生的时候
Many years ago, while I was still a student
有一次有个美国弟兄跟我提到。
There was an American brother who mentioned to me.
他说，你祷告的时候常常提到国度。
He said, when you pray, you often mention the kingdom.
我自己也并没有这样察觉。
And I didn't notice this myself.
但是那弟兄跟我提醒那句话之后，我才发现说，圣灵已经把国度这个意念，国度这个远景深深放在我里面。
But after the brother mentioned this to me, I realized that God had already placed this concept of His kingdom in me.
然后我们看见使徒们也是这样。
We saw that the disciples were the same.
刚才我们读到彼得后书。
Earlier we read 2 Peter.
这位主耶稣所设立的第一个使徒。
The first disciple that the Lord called.
这位曾经跟随主三年半，并且在变化山上看见我们主的荣耀显现的。
The one who followed the Lord for 3.5 years and saw him transfigured on the mount, on the mountain.
他在他最老年，他侍奉最末了的时候。
That in his late years.
写彼得后书。
He wrote 2 Peter.
他就是这样激励我们的。
And this is how he encourages us.
他要激励我们能够殷勤，能够坚定。
He encourages us to be diligent.
让我们能够丰丰富富的进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国度。
So that we can enter into the eternal kingdom of God abundantly.
那我们看使徒保罗也是这样。
And we see that Apostle Paul is the same.
在提摩太后书第四章第一节那里。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says.
保罗他知道自己快行完今生的路程。
Paul knew that his life journey was about to end.
他知道他需要把这个棒子交给提摩太。
And he knew that he had to pass the baton to Timothy.
他也知道后面提摩太所要遇见的征战是非常剧烈的。
And he knew the challenges that Timothy would face.
所以他这样说。
So he said this.
他说我在神面前。
He said, before God.
并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
And in the presence of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead.
凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你。
And by his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly charge you.
当保罗要把这个托付交托下去的时候。
As Paul is giving his last charge.
他说是凭着主耶稣基督的显现和他的国度来嘱咐的。
He says it is by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom.
好，我们今天到这个最末后的时代。
As we come to the end days,
我们眼看着国度，就是基督呢千年的国度就要降临的时候。
We see that the millennium and the kingdom of God about to descend.
使徒保罗这句话是不是也应当更成为我们的提醒
？Should Paul's words also be encouragement and reminder to us?
我们应该常常记得主耶稣就要显现。
We need to often remind ourselves that our Lord Jesus is to appear.
他的国度就要在地上设立。宝座也要设立。
And his kingdom and his throne will be established here on earth.
那保罗因着有这样的意念。
Because Paul has this concept.
所以他到后面第四章的七节八节的时候，他就告诉我们。
Then when we look at chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
他为什么打仗、跑路，还有守住这个道，他都样样认真呢。
Why is he diligent in fighting and running the course and in his faith?
因为他的心中有国度。
Because in his heart he has the kingdom.
他是为了迎接那个荣耀的奖赏，他非常严厉的来对待自己，并且向前直奔。
He is diligent because he is there to welcome the kingdom.
我们今天我们得救了。
Today, as we have been saved,
像我们今天有九位弟兄姊妹受浸归到主的名下。
Like today, we have 9 brothers and sisters baptized under the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们在座的也大部分都已经受浸归主了。
And many of us sitting here have also been baptized.
我们得救之后有没有这样的意念
？After we have been saved, do we have this concept?
当我们想到聚会、想到侍奉的时候。
When we think about church and meetings and service,
我们里面有没有一个动力，要这样子向前，要这样的摆上呢
？Is there something that moves us to push forward?
还是我们得救之后，我们只不过是等着做花轿进天堂呢
？Or is it that after we believed, we're just waiting to enter into the kingdom?
兄弟们，我们今天所处的时代。
brothers and sisters, as we live in these age,
对我们是一个非常严厉的考验。
It is a very difficult trial.
因为在这个世代
，because in this age,
仇敌所给我们的是前所未有的丰富。
What Satan has given us is abundant.
从我们生活的每一个层面。
In all aspects of our lives.
从全世界的财富。
From the wealth of this world.
许许多多的最终之乐。
And many of the joys and entertainment.
都是前所未有的涌到世界里面来，产生巨大的影响。
Have been brought into this world and caused a great effect.
如果我们没有国度的意念，没有那个荣耀奖赏的意念，
If we don't have the concept of His kingdom and His glorious throne,
我们就不可能胜过这些权势。
We cannot overcome these things.
我们很快就妥协了。
And we will fail.
我们就会忙着许多眼前我们看得见的事物。
And we'll be busy with all the things that we see before us.
我们会轻看属灵的事。
And we'll look down upon the spiritual things.
我们会轻看在圣经上那些荣耀的应许。
We'll look down upon the glorious promises of God.
也可能因为我们重看了今天地上的东西。
Maybe because we value the things that we see here on earth.
所以我们里面的眼睛就模糊了。
So that the eyes within has become blurry.
虽然圣经是有的。
Even though we have the Bible.
但是我们看的时候觉得很轻。
But when we read it, we look lightly upon it.
虽然神的话也是释放的。
Even though we hear the word of God.
但是可能我们听了以后就让它随流失去。
But maybe after we hear it, we let it just fall on the wayside.
我们并没有很在乎今天我们所听见所看见的。
And we do not hold fast to what we see and what we hear today.
但是那些真正看见国度的人。
But for those who truly see the kingdom of God.
我们会像使徒保罗这样。
We will be like Apostle Paul.
他说不仅这些他都尽力做了。
He says, not only have I done these things diligently.
并且他知道有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
But he knows that there is a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
是那按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给他的。
That the righteous judge will award to him on that day.
并且他说不但是赐给他。
And he said not only award it to him.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
But also to those who love his appearing.
所以在这里有国度。
So here we have the kingdom.
有主的显现。
We have the Lord's appearing.
有国度的奖赏。
And we have the reward of the kingdom.
所以主就呼召我们。
So the Lord calls us.
来效法他。
To imitate him.
效法他的众使徒们。
To imitate his disciples.
虽然我在这里讲这些话，来鼓励我们弟兄姊妹。
Even though I'm saying these words here to encourage brothers and sisters.
但是我没有一点意思说，我已经跑得好了，我已经打得好了。
But I have no intention to say that I have run the good race and I have reached these things.
我只觉得还有很多的地方，还有很多的亏欠和软弱。
But I feel that I have many weaknesses and many shortcomings.
所以每次讲信息的时候，
So every time we speak at a message,
不仅是交通给弟兄姊妹，
Not only do we fellowship with brothers and sisters,
更是对我里面一个重大的提醒。
But it is also a great reminder to myself.
因为那个摆在前面的那个荣耀是巨大的。
That the glory before us is great.
而且时间也是非常短暂的。
And our time is very short.
我意思是说，我们距离那个荣耀显现的时间很短暂。
What I'm saying is that the time we have before we see His glory is very short.
但是那个荣耀那是存到永远的。
But His glory is eternal.
我们深愿说，当我们在这里交通的时候，
We hope that as we fellowship here.
圣灵就在我们里面做工。
That the Holy Spirit is moving and working within us.
把我们里面真的唤醒起来。
That he is awakening us.
让我们里面有个真正清楚的看见。
So that we can have a clear seeing and understanding. 同
志们，我们需要跟主求。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord.
如果没有看见，任谁跟你讲都没有用的。
If we don't see it ourselves, it doesn't matter who tells you.
让我们在鼓励我们的孩子。
And may we encourage our children.
我们可以在后面天天练他，要好好读书，要做这个，要准备那个。
We can tell them, we can nag them and tell them to study hard and do this and do that.
但是他们如果没有看见那个将来对他的重要的话呢，你一点用都没有的。
But if they don't see the importance of these things to their future, it's in vain.
那我们怎么看见呢？
So how can we see?
同志们，当我们相信神的话的时候，你就看见了。
Brothers and sisters, when we believe in God's words, we can see.
所以你的事就这么简单。
the spiritual matters are this simple.
我们读圣经，我们相信，你就看见了。
As we read the Bible, if we believe, we will see.
我们听弟兄姊妹们交通，你相信，你就看见了。
As we listen to brothers and sisters fellowship, when we believe, we will see.
神的荣耀就会向我们显现。
And God's glory will be revealed to us.
所以当主耶稣他教导我们祷告的时候，
So as the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray,
他真是里面存着国度、权柄、荣耀一个非常强烈的意愿。
And he has this desire of the kingdom, power, and the glory within him.
他在那里祷告的时候，教我们祷告的时候，有三个愿望。
When he teaches us to pray, he has three desires.
他首先说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
He says at first, hallowed be your name.
这是关乎到神的荣耀。
This is pertaining to God's glory.
人是不是能够尊他的名为圣呢？
Can man, hallow his name?
那就在乎他对神的荣耀是不是有一个确认。
It tells if he has a certainty, pertaining to God's glory.
我们今天在新约的时代。
Today in the time of the New Testament.
我们对这个荣耀的看见应该比旧约的圣徒们看得更多。
We should be able to see this more clearly than those in the Old Testament.
但是因着主耶稣把一个极大的恩典赐给我们。
Because Jesus has given us a great grace.
很多时候我们反倒看不见神的威严和荣耀。
Many times we cannot see his majesty and his glory.
我们把神看小了。
We have belittled him.
我们把神看轻了。
We have looked lightly upon him.
这是我们需要非常非常谨慎提防的事情。
We need to be wary of this.
那主说，愿你的国降临。
The Lord says, may your kingdom come.
这关乎到神的国度的事。
And this is pertaining to God's kingdom.
主耶稣出来传道的时候，
When Jesus came out to preach,
他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He said, the kingdom of heaven is near.
因为他就是天国的君王。
Because he is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
但是那时候还没有人信他。
But at that time, there was no one who believed him.
他需要传道。
So he had to preach.
他需要得着那些对他话语有反应的人。
He had to receive those who would respond to his preaching.
并且不是只得到信徒。
And not only to receive the saints.
乃是得到门徒。
But also disciples.
就是那些肯背着十字架来跟从主的人。
But as those who are willing to carry the cross and follow the Lord.
神的国度就借着这些人彰显出去。
And the kingdom of God through these people is manifested.
然后就有一天，当这位复活升天的主第二次降临的时候。
So the Lord, the God who was resurrected and ascended into heaven, when he returns,
那一个具体的我们肉眼看得见的国度就出现了。
The kingdom that we can see with our eyes will appear.
所以今天国度是隐藏的。
So today the kingdom is hidden.
所以也是对我们一个重大的考验。
It is also a test for us.
我们能不能从这个隐藏的国度看见那个即将显现的国度？
Can we, through this hidden kingdom, see the one that will appear?
好，他第三个说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thirdly, he said, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是关乎到神的权柄和能力的问题。
And this pertains to the power and authority of God.
我们的神是宇宙中最高最大的旨意。
Our God has the greatest and highest will.
他的旨意应当要通行在天上和地上。
And his will is to permeate through heaven and earth.
但是因为他给了天使，给了人都有自由意志。
But because he's given the angels and man free will.
所以人可以选择让他的旨意通行，人也可以选择来阻挡神的旨意成就。
Man can allow his will to flow through or to rebel against it.
今天我们都认识他的荣耀。
Today, if we recognize his glory,
我们必定会欢迎他的旨意能够通行在我们的身上。
We would welcome his will to be done in us.
那意思就是说，我们把自己的意志降服在神的意志底下。
That is to submit our will to his will.
那这样的话，神的国度、权柄和荣耀就不仅客观的是他的。
So then the kingdom and power and glory of God not only is his,
但是他也会成为主观的，成为我们的。
But it will be subjectively ours as well.
所以主耶稣的祷告从三个愿望开始。
So the prayer that Jesus had starts with three desires.
然后最后结束说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
And in the end, he ends with, because the kingdom, power, and glory are yours forever.
这个全是你的，就保证我们主的祷告必定得到成就。
This is yours part means that it will be done.
但是从教会的历史和以色列人历史来看，
But throughout the church history and the history of the Israelites,
能够响应神这个旨意的是少数。
Those who can respond to the will of God in this way are few.
所以圣灵就要不断地向我们发出呼召。
So the Holy Spirit continually calls out to us.
我们每一次的聚集，
Every time we gather,
圣灵就在那里竭力地向我们心里面来做工。
The Holy Spirit is continuing His work within us.
让我们能够答应他。
May we answer Him.
从这个客观的真理能够进入到主观的经历。
From this objective truth, we may enter into the subjective reality.
所以我们今天所当注意的重点是，
So what we need to pay attention to today is,
我们如何在生活和侍奉中让国度、权柄、荣耀成为一个实际。
How we can allow the kingdom, power, and glory of our God to become a reality in our life and service.
成为我们的见证。
To become our testimony.
能够显在我们的家庭中。
To be revealed in our family.
显在我们的教会中。
To be revealed in our church.
显在我们的工作的场合中。
To be revealed in the setting of work.
让凡是有神儿女的地方，
Wherever there are children of God,
神的国度就在那里彰显。
May His kingdom be revealed.
他的权柄就在那里通行。
And his power may flow through.
那荣耀被人看见。
And his glory may be seen by man.
那时候神的名就真是被尊为圣。
In that day, the name of God will be exalted.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
当我们说我们信主并且受浸归入主名下的时候，
When we say we believe in the Lord and we have been baptized under his name,
事实上我们就是背负了神这个神圣的托付。
We are taking up His charge.
对我们今天刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹来说，
For brothers and sisters who just were baptized,
你们也是一样。
You are the same as well.
你们可能有一段时间以前，祷告、举手接受了主做救主。
Perhaps you prayed and raised your hand to accept the Lord.
经过一段时间，你立定了心志说，我要受浸了。
And after a while, you decided that you wanted to be baptized.
我要归入主的名下了。
And you want to be under the name of the Lord.
那意味着说，主的名今天就托在我们身上。
So today the name of the Lord is upon us.
人家不再看我们是某某人。
No, people do not see us as so and so anymore.
看见我们是基督徒。
They see us as Christians.
是那位永生神的儿女。
As the children of the eternal God.
他们想在我们身上看见神的荣耀和美德。
And what they want to see in us is the glory and beauty of God.
所以我们有这个认识之后，
So once we have this understanding,
我们讲员弟兄们给我们一个非常清楚实行的路。
Our speaking brothers gave us a very clear way.
因为圣经它不仅讲一些原则，
Because the Bible not only talks about principles,
这些原则都是相当清楚的。
These are very clear principles.
并且也给我们实行的路。
But they also have given us a way.
这些路也都是非常明确的。
And this way is very definitive.
神的话永远都是清清楚楚。
Because God's words are always clear.
今天如果在我们里面不清楚，
Today if they are not clear within us,
不是因为神没有说清楚，
It's not because God did not speak clearly.
是可能我们看不清楚。
But it might be because we cannot see clearly.
或是我们对这话有怀疑。
Or we have doubts about his words.
我们在他所给我们的路之外，我们认为还有别的路。
That aside from the way that he has provided us, we think there's another way.
或是我们向四围去看看。
That we look all around us.
我们看见他们也有路，他们也有路，所以好像每条都是路。
We see that they have a way, and they have a way, and we might think that there are other ways.
但是我们却看见说，主耶稣他怎么样走。
But we need to focus our attention on how Jesus walked.
那些使徒们也照样走。
And how his disciples walked.
他们是一条路。
They walked one way.
并没有两条路。
There were not two ways.
所以弟兄们跟我们这样讲。
So brothers tell us.
为了要走这条路，
in order to walk in this way,
神对我们有个要求。
God has a request for us.
就是我们的生活方式必须改变。
That our life must be changed.
我们不仅是说有了这样一个受浸，有了这么一个仪式。
So it's not to say just that we are baptized and we have this showing.
那是经过这个水出来之后。
But that through the water when we come out.
我们是与世界有了强烈的分别。
We have a very strong separation from this world.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个点是我们今天所遇见最大的一个挑战。
This point is the greatest battle that we have today.
无论是我们的家。
Whether it be our family,
或者是教会
or church.
今天我们最遇到强大的仇敌，就是世界大量的侵入到我们生活的范围里面。
The greatest struggle we have is that the world has come into our church.
我们虽然信了主，也受了浸了。
Even though we believed in the Lord and we've been baptized,
但是我们可能还是过我们从前那样的生活。
But we might still live the life that we did before.
我们时间的运用
，our use of time。
我们的兴趣
Our interests,
啊，我们所看重的事物
the things that we value,
并不一定改变
may not have changed.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
如果这些东西没有改变
if we don't change these things,
那就是没有跟世界分别
then we are not separated from the world.
所以我们当回想
so we need to recall,
在我们受浸以前
that before we were baptized,
我们一天做什么
what did we do throughout the day?
我们受浸了以后
after we were baptized,
我们有什么改变
what changes have we made?
可能我们有一些比较好的弟兄姊妹
Maybe some of the better brothers and sisters
从受浸以后看一下开始参加聚会了
After they were baptized, they attended meetings
那有的人参加主日的聚会
Some attended Sunday messages
有人可能除了主日之外也参加了读经的聚会
Some might also attend Bible study
有的可能也得到主更多的恩典连祷告聚会也参加了
Some might have received even more grace from God and attend prayer meeting
但是很多的时候
But many times,
可能我们聚会的参加是有限的。
That our meeting attendance may be limited.
好像我们选择我们喜欢的。
That we choose the things that we like.
选择我们认为重要的。
And choose the things that we think are important.
所以我们变成听到的聚会人数就最多了。
So we see that there are most people at the message meeting.
读经聚会就其次。
And then thereafter the Bible study.
然后祷告聚会呢，人数就最少了。
And the very least at prayer meeting.
但是神的旨意不是这样。
But God's will is not like this.
而神把这些聚会给我们的时候
，When God gave us these meetings,
他实在要在聚会中祝福我们。
He wanted to bless us in these meetings.
因为聚会的生活带进神丰盛的恩典。
Because the life of meetings brings in the blessings of God,
带给我们保护
His grace, and brings us.
他是呼召我们，应当竭力的参加各种的聚会。
So He calls us to attend many meetings.
借着聚会，我们可以有更有力量跟世界来分辨。
That through these meetings, we have more strength to separate ourselves from the world.
在世界所提供的各种的娱乐、各种的资讯当中，我们会知所选择。
That through all the enjoyments that the world throws at us, we can choose.
然后我们受了浸之后
And after we're baptized,
应当过一个祭坛的生活
We ought to live a life of the altar.
这是神在亚伯拉罕身上所给我们看见的
This is what God has shown us through the life of Abraham.
当有人在地上把坛筑起来的时候
When someone on earth builds an altar,
对神来说这是何等大的满足
To God, it is a deep satisfaction.
所以我们从旧约就看见那些蒙召的人，他们每到一个地方，圣经就说他们筑坛。
So we see that in the Old Testament, those who were enlightened by God built an altar.
那么这个筑坛的意思，就是在仇敌所管辖的地，我们来宣告这个主权是属神的。
The meaning of building an altar is that in the world that the enemy holds, we admit and proclaim that the Lord is reigns as king.
在仇敌所要得主的敬拜的当中，我们来宣告说，我们只敬拜这位独一的真神。
That throughout those who worship the enemy, we proclaim that we will worship God.
并且借着这个祭坛的生活
，and through this life of the altar,
我们来奉献。
We consecrate ourselves.
因为祭坛就是为了把祭牲、燔祭牲献在那个上面。
Because the altar is used to place the living consecrated sacrifice on it.
所以特别要对我们受浸刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们说。
So we especially want to say to those who were just baptized today.
要把我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
We need to consecrate our bodies as living sacrifices to God.
也对我们每一位已经蒙恩多年的弟兄姊妹说。
And also to those who have believed for many years.
我们这个身体必须献给神。
We need to consecrate our body to God.
这个身体是圣灵的殿。
This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
在新约的时代，圣殿是跟着人可以移动的。
And in the New Testament, the temple is to be moved around with the people.
让我们的身体能够维持它当有的圣洁。
So may we maintain the purity of this temple.
保守我们的身体不被罪所玷污。
So that we would not be contaminated and defiled by sin.
因为今天淫乱的事已经充满了这个世界。
Because sexual immorality is found all throughout the world.
非常可怕的邪恶已经进入到世界的每一个角落。
The greatest evils have permeated to the four corners of the earth.
如果我们是做父母的，
For those of us who are parents,
我们要为我们的儿女的缘故，自己分别为圣。
For the sake of our children, we need to consecrate ourselves.
因为我们今天所做，我们所想，都会影响我们的儿女。
We need to keep ourselves pure because the things that our deeds and our thoughts will affect our children.
在那看不见的境界里面，有一种的力量，它可以知道我们心中所思，我们暗中所做的。
In the realm that is unseen, it can perceive the things that we desire and the thoughts that we have.
所以，如果我们受玷污，不仅是我们一个人。
So if we are defiled, it is not only ourselves.
更是影响我们的后代。
But it more impacts those after us.
所以我们应当为着我们的儿女的缘故，自己分别为圣。
So for the sake of our children, we need to separate ourselves out to be pure.
当我们这样把身体献上，
As we consecrate our bodies,
我们就可以背起我们自己的十字架，好好的跟从主。
We can then carry the cross and follow the Lord.
刚才我们读到马太福音第十一章十二节。
Earlier we read Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
那里讲到说天国是努力进入的。
It says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
我们的中文呢翻得就很文雅。
The Chinese translation is more elegant.
但是原文里面呢，它可是比这个要强烈的多。
But in the original text, it is stronger than this.
他说天国是暴力进入的。
It says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
我们想说，天国怎么可以用暴力进入呢？
And we think, how can we enter into the kingdom of heaven through violence?
那写圣经的人有没有写错？
Did the person who is writing this part of the Bible write it wrong?
我们应该这个温和和的进入他的国就好了。
We ought to gently enter into the kingdom.
是的，我们性格脾气是被他改变的温温和和。
Yes, our character has been changed to be gentle.
但是那个温和的背后，那是用暴力得来的。
But behind this gentleness, it was obtained through violence.
因为这个暴力指的是对我们那个肉体，对我们那个己，对那个旧人是不留情的。
Because this violence is unrelenting to our body and to our old self.
是这样的人，他的己生命被制服了。
It is people like this who overcome their self.
所以他能够顺服神的旨意。
And they're able to obey the will of God.
今天我们看小孩子是多么不分顺服父母的旨意。
Today we see how young children are unwilling to obey parents.
从生下来你就看见他跟你的旨意是相撞的。
Right from when they are born, you see that their will is against yours.
那我们就要知道，我们这个人就是这样。
So we need to know that ourself, we are like this.
我们那个己生命若没有被十字架来致死之前，我们就绝不肯顺服神的旨意的。
If ourself is not put to death through the cross, we cannot submit to the will of God.
弟兄姊妹可能会不太同意这个话。
Brothers and sisters may not agree to this.
神的旨意我顺服的蛮多了。
You might say, I've obeyed much of God's will.
但是很多时候可能那个旨意刚好跟你的旨意是一样的。
But maybe in those instances, your will was in line with God's will.
所以是欢欢喜喜的就顺服了。
So you joyfully obey.
但是那个旨意，神的旨意，若是跟我们心中所要的、最喜欢的东西相冲突的时候
，But if it is in conflict with the desires of our heart,
啊，十字架的
，Then the cross comes.
也是在这样的情况下，才能够看出我们是顺服他呢，还是顺服自己。
And it is through these circumstances that we see if we obey ourselves or the will of God.
我们是爱神呢，还是爱自己更多？
Do we love God more or love ourselves more?
所以使徒保罗深深知道这个。
So Apostle Paul knows this.
即使像他这样一位这么生命丰富这么成熟的圣徒。
Even he who had such an abundant life and maturity.
还写给哥林多圣徒们的时候。
When he wrote to the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
他告诉他们。
He said to them.
他是攻克己身，叫身服我。
He says that I have I've disciplined my body to make it my slave.
使徒保罗因为看见有一个荣耀的奖赏
Because Apostle Paul has seen the glorious reward.
是神要给每一个他所救赎的儿女的
That God wants to give all those who he saved.
但是我们里面有一个生命跟得这个奖赏是冲突的
But we have a life within us that is against this reward.
所以他为了能够得胜因此他用十字架来制服这个己生命
So in order to overcome this through the cross he disciplined his body
所以弟兄们告诉我们说神没有意思要叫我们受苦
So our brothers tell us God has no intention of allowing us to suffer
相反的他实在是要奖赏我们
On the contrary he wants to reward us
但可惜是因为仇敌撒旦已经把一个跟神不相合的生命放在我们里面了
But unfortunately, Satan has already placed a life within us that is in conflict with that of God.
所以今天圣灵必须做一个工作。
So today the Holy Spirit must do his work.
叫我们的生命与神荣耀的奖赏能够相配。
So that our life may be compatible with his glory.
所以十字架在我们的生命中做致死的工作。
So that the cross does a work of death in us.
做破碎的工作。
A work of breaking us down.
做倒空的工作。
And a work of emptying.
而这些都是出现在我们日常的生活当中。
And all these can be seen in our life.
这些不是一个道理。
This isn't doctrine.
弟兄姊妹，让我们回到我们的家庭生活中。
Let us return to our family life.
让我们的夫妻关系里面，我们来学十字架的功课。
May we learn the lessons of the cross through our relationship as husband and wife.
看看我们是不是能够因为有国度的意念。
Maybe through the concept of the kingdom.
我们做丈夫的爱妻子能够爱得更容易一些。
That as husbands we can love our wives a little easier.
更叫人有所享受一些。
So that things may be more enjoyable.
然后做妻子的，是不是因着看见国度的缘故，我们的顺服也更容易一些。
And as wives, because of the kingdom, we may obey or submit to the husband a little easier.
并且在每一个冲突来到的时候。
So that when conflict arises,
我们都能够有这样的意念。
We can have this concept.
那怎么这个意念肯定帮助我们能够越过我们的困难。
Because this concept, an idea, will allow us to overcome these difficulties.
我们父母和儿女也是一样。
Between parents and children is the same as well.
神要我们做儿女的要顺服父母。
God wants us who are children to obey our parents.
很多时候这个真是觉得要我们的命。
And sometimes it's like taking our life.
我们都做过青年人。
We've all been teenagers before.
那我们有那个有一个想要的东西的时候，我们是多么希望我们父母亲都同意。
And when we really want something, we truly want our parents to agree as well.
但是就是在你最想要的东西上，我们肯顺服，神就奖赏我们。
But if we can obey in the things that we want the most, God will reward us.
神今天要得着这样的年轻人。
God wants to obtain young people like these.
凡事顺服父母。
Those who always listen to their parents.
不顶嘴。
Obey their parents. Those who do not talk back.
不悖逆。
Those who do not rebel.
把父母当父母来看待。
And they place their parents as in the position of parents.
尊重神所设立的权柄。
And to respect the authority that God has placed before us.
我们不效法今天世界的这个行为
that we do not imitate the ways of this world.
这样我们就像是 在追求国度的人。
And then we will be like people who are pursuing after the kingdom.
啊，十字架也是看见我们要降卑。
And through the cross, we also need to humble ourselves.
我们主耶稣怎样从天上一直降卑到地上来做人？
How our Lord Jesus humbled himself from heaven all the way to this earth.
把他原来与神在创世以前同享的荣耀全都倒空。
That he emptied himself of the glory that he had with God.
有了奴仆的心思。
He had the thought of a bondservant.
意思就是说，他完全没有权力。
That is to say he had no power.
完全没有自由。
He had no freedom.
他完全受神来管制他这一生的脚步和他的生活。
He was under the complete control of God.
然后他最后顺服到一个地步，愿意死在十字架上。
And he obeyed to a point that he died on the cross.
所以我们的天父就把他从最卑升到至高。
So our heavenly Father raised him from the lowest position to the highest.
我们的弟兄告诉我们说，这条路就是得荣耀的。
Our brothers tell us that this way is the way to glory.
基督如何从天上一直降到地上，降到奴仆的地位，最后被神高升。
How Christ humbled himself from heaven to this earth as a bondservant and then was exalted.
就是为我们走出这条路来。
And he has displayed this way for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要把这个当作一个道理来听。
Brothers and sisters, let's not take this as doctrine.
就是如果我们去跟主祷告。
So, because if we pray to God,
你就会发现说，原来跟主一同降卑是容易的。
We see that to humble ourselves together with the Lord is easy.
因为我们受浸的时候，那是跟主同死同埋葬。
Because when we were baptized, we died and were buried together with Christ.
我们乃是在他的降卑里面来跟随他。
We together followed him in his humility.
我们乃是在他的死里面来跟随他。
And we followed him in his death.
所以我们就不觉得痛。
So we don't feel the pain.
当然都没有感觉是不可能的。
But to have no feeling at all is impossible.
但是那个感觉呢，不像那个是要命的痛。
But that pain that we feel is not as if someone was taking our life.
那是很有高油，很有喜乐的痛。
But it is a pain full of anointing and full of joy.
然后弟兄告诉我们说，我们要过祭坛的生活，就是要与神能够有亲密的交通。
Our brothers also told us that to have a life of the altar means that we need to have intimate fellowship with God.
神呼召我们来与他同行。
God has called us to follow after him.
来与主同住。
To abide with our Lord.
我们很多时候都想到说，神真伟大。
Many of times we think how great our Lord is.
你看，我们如果要找几个人来同住的话，我们可能犹豫半天。
If we were to ask a bunch of people to come live with us, we might worry a lot.
我们的神是呼召我们每一个得救的，通通去跟他同住。
Because God has called each one of us who believe in Him to abide with Him.
神都不怕麻烦的，那我们今天应该进入。
God does not worry about these things, so we ought to enter into it.
那我们心思意念就是从醒来到睡觉，我们就是连与神。
That our thoughts and our mind, from the moment we wake up to when we go back to sleep, may be connected with God.
让我们的生命真真实实的是在神的里面，与基督一同藏在神的里面。
That our life together hidden in Christ may be in God.
如果没有这样的生活，
If you don't have a life like this,
我们背十字架跟从主是不可能的。
It is impossible for us to carry the cross and follow the Lord.
那是因为天天得以亲近他，得以看见他的荣美。
But it is through fellowshipping with him and seeing his glory.
当考验来到的时候，我们就能够得胜。
When trials come, we can overcome.
所以我们受浸只有一次。
So we are only baptized once.
但是我们这一生之久，都应当回到受浸这个经历里面去看。
But throughout our lives, we need to return to the experience of being baptized and see.
那我们真真实实的与基督联合。
That we need to truly be one with the Lord.
这是我们得胜生活的秘诀。
This is a secret of our life.
我们弟兄也告诉我们说，要完全的依赖神来生活。
Our brothers also told us that we ought to rely on the Lord to live.
这是信心的操练。
This is a trial in faith.
信心是我们一切的根本。
And faith is the basis of our life.
看起来我们好像是在操练，在生活上的依靠神。
seems as if we are training to rely on Him throughout our lives.
但事实上，乃是借着具体可见的生活，我们来操练，来依靠神，达到那个属灵的高峰。
But it is through these things that we practice to reach the highest points.
如果我们在这些具体可见的上面，我们没有信心依靠他。
If you do not have faith in relying on the Lord on for these things,
用什么？我们说我们相信他那些来世的应许、永世的应许，可能有点虚的。
We might be lying if we say that.
虚就是 empty.
It might just be empty words when we say we believe in His coming and the promises He has in the future.
信心必须建立在我们能够摸到的事情上。
Faith must be first established on the things that are tangible.
我们日常的饮食，我们家庭的所需，我们是不是可以这样的信靠神？
Our daily needs and the needs of our family, can we rely on the Lord for these things?
我们一生所经历的事，我们是不是可以这样的信靠神？
Can we rely on the Lord, rely on God for the things that we will encounter in our life?
这是我们整个属灵生命的根。
This is the root of our spiritual life.
那么回到神的面前去，把我们这一生所要经历的，能放在他的手中。
When we come before the Lord and place all the things that we will encounter before Him.
来依靠他的大能大力。
To rely on His power.
依靠他的丰盛的慈爱和恩典。
To rely on His love and His grace.
相信他爱我们。
To believe that He loves us.
相信依靠他所得的比依靠自己要好上千万倍。
To believe that the things that we will receive from relying on Him will be far greater than those that we rely on ourselves.
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹都可以为我们做这样的见证。
I think many brothers and sisters can testify about this.
但神不以得着几个为满足。
But God is not satisfied by retaining a few.
他要呼召我们一个一个都用信心这样的依靠他。
He calls each one of us to rely on Him with faith.
然后弟兄跟我们讲的要过帐篷的生活。
The brothers also told us to live a life of tents.
这不是说我们现在开始呢，多去搭个这个帐篷住在外面。
It's not to say that we all need to pitch a tent now outside to live.
我们是心里边呢是住帐篷。
But that within our hearts we are living in.
希望我们外面的是一个房子。
Hopefully that outwardly we have a house.
但是我们心里边是住帐篷。
But in our hearts we live in tents.
我们看自己在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
We see ourselves as sojourners and just staying for a little while.
我们不要被这个地所捆绑。
That we are not bound by this world.
我们不肯扎根在这个地上。
That we're unwilling to take root in this earth.
虽然我们很多人在这里都经过一个所谓的这个永久居民这个过程啊。
Even though many of us have gone through permanent residency.
但是那个永久呢，实在是一个误导。
But that is misleading.
你看那个绿卡呢，如果你一年没来的话，可能他就不让你进来了。
For example, the green card, if you're not here for a year, they might take it away.
你拿着那个绿卡呢，你也不能享受他这里的福利。
And even if you do have a green card, you might not be able to enjoy some of the services here.
绿卡拿到以后，我们在这里又能住多久呢？
After receiving your green card, how much longer can you live here?
所以这个所谓的永久居留呢，是没有的事情。
So this concept of permanent residency is not real.
那我们不肯扎根在这个地上。
So we ought not to be willing to take root in this world.
把我们的根扎在天上。
May we take root in heaven.
我们好像一棵倒过来长的树一样。
Like a tree flipped upside down.
你常常想到自己脚在上面，头在地上。
Imagine yourself with your feet towards heaven and head on the earth.
那这样我们就要来过简单的生活。
And in this way, we can lead a simple life.
我们不能够弄得很复杂的生活。
We cannot live a complicated life.
很复杂的生活肯定霸占我们的时间，霸占我们的力量。
A complicated life will take hold of our time and take hold of our energy.
我们不仅过简单的生活，而且我们过简朴的生活。
Not only do we live a simple life, but we should live a frugal life.
我们在日常的所需上面效法那些过去有美好榜样的圣徒。
In the needs that we have, we ought to imitate the disciples and apostles before us.
如同使徒保罗告诉我们的。
Just as Apostle Paul told us.
有衣有食就当知足。
You should be satisfied with having clothes and food.
我们不羡慕人家有大房子。 有多少的存款。
We should not be impressed with those who have big houses and savings.
如果这些东西呢，常常让我们的心里边很受搅动的话，
If we worry about these things, our heart will be constantly stirred.
那我们还没有真正过帐篷的生活。
So then we would not have truly lived a life of tents.
求主给我们恩典。
May the Lord give us grace.
我们可以让别人去成功，去发财。
That we allow others to be successful and become wealthy.
但我们只有欢欢喜喜的照着主所量给的恩典来生活。
But that we are joyful in the life that God has given us.
在很简单的生活中，
In a simple life,
能过一个丰盛的属灵生活。
We can live an abundant spiritual life.
过一个非常满足、非常喜乐的内在生活。
A very satisfied and full of joy, life within.
这是今天救恩所给我们的。
This is what salvation wants to give us today.
那么除了这些个人的生活改变之外，
aside from these personal changes,
神也要在团体的生活上面来改变我们。
God also wants to change us corporately.
或者是说要求我们改变。
Or to ask us to change.
让我们学习，我就讲几个点。
I'll just touch on a few points.
像以色列人，他们在旷野中是云柱火柱在引导他们。
As the Israelites wandered in the desert, they were led by a pillar of cloud and fire.
弟兄告诉我们说，圣灵就好像这个人身体上的神经系统一样。
A brother told us that the Holy Spirit is like the nervous system of the body.
在引导我们与头之间的关系。
It leads us in the connection between the head.
它也引导我们和其他肢体之间的关系。
It also leads us in the relationship we have with all the other members of the body.
在敬拜中。
Through worship.
在侍奉中。
In service.
在关怀中。
In care.
我们都能够经历到圣灵在那里引导着我们。
We can experience the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们要吃玛纳。
And we got to eat manna.
就是使徒彼得告诉我们说要喝那个纯净的灵奶。
So Apostle Peter tells us to drink this pure spiritual milk.
就爱慕圣经。
To treasure the Bible.
爱慕真理。
To treasure truth.
爱慕灵粮。
To love solid food. Spiritual food.
并且从吃奶到吃干粮，我们都愿意。
And we're willing to go from milk to solid food.
那么另外我们要喝灵水。
And then we need to drink spiritual water.
这是使徒保罗告诉我们说，以色列人他们在旷野那四十年。
Apostle Paul tells us that those who were in the desert for 40 years.
他们喝的是灵水。
They drank spiritual water.
那个水是来自于跟随他们的灵磐石基督。
That water came from the spiritual rock, which is Christ.
所以那个是告诉我们说，当我们信主基督在里面的时候，
That tells us that when we believe in the Lord and Christ is within us,
我们乃是得到一个活水的泉源。
We've received a fountain of living water.
如果我们不去堵塞它的话，
If we do not plug it up,
它会在那里涌流，
It will well up,
直涌到永生，
Until eternity,
并且可以供应我们周遭的人的需要，
And it will satisfy the needs of those around us.
但这样活水供应的生活，因着我们顺服圣灵，能够成为一个实际。
May this life that the living water gives us become a reality.
然后我们要围绕着会幕而生活。
We ought to live around the tabernacle.
旧约中的约书亚为我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
Joshua in the Old Testament was a great example to us.
当神拣选他来接替摩西的时候，
When God chose him to follow after to be the next leader after Moses.
在那之前，圣经有这样的一个记载。
In the Bible, there's this recording.
说唯有约书亚不肯离开会幕。
It says Joshua alone did not leave the tabernacle.
所以神后来使他做领袖。
So God allowed him to be the leader.
能征战，能得胜。
To battle, to fight, and be victorious.
能把以色列人带进迦南美地。
And to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
所以会幕就是教会。
So the tabernacle is the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
当我们说我们以基督为中心的时候，
When we say Christ is our center,
它的具体的表现是什么呢？
What is the outward manifestation?
我们是以教会生活为中心的。
It is that the church life is our center.
如同以色列人，他们的帐篷都是围绕着会幕四周来安营。
Just as the Israelites, as they pitched their tent on all four sides of the tabernacle.
今天我们的家也应当是向着教会。
Today, our household is also ought to be towards the church.
我们带领全家来过一个丰富的教会生活。
We bring our entire family to live an abundant church
life. 不能轻看教会中任何一样的聚会。
That we cannot look lightly upon any of the meetings.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对每一个聚会都认真。
Brothers and sisters, if we are diligent in every meeting,
我们都来学习。
And we come to learn.
也许主那天怜悯我们。
Maybe the Lord will have mercy on us.
当他国度降临的时候。
That when His kingdom comes,
真的我们和众圣徒一同欢欢喜喜进去。
We can enter together with all the saints.
那我们要活在基督身体的当中。
We want to live in the body of Christ.
让元首基督真的有主权在我们里边。
That the head.Our Lord Jesus may take his position.
也让我们和众肢体之间能够有美好的配搭，彼此的相助和相爱。
That we can co-work and live together joyfully with brothers and sisters around us.
所以神的旨意是要呼召我们进入他的国度，得着他荣耀的奖赏。
So the will of God is that we may enter into his kingdom and receive his reward.
但今天我们知道，神只能够得着一些出手的果子，得胜者。
We know today that the Lord can only obtain first fruits, which are the overcomers.
就是那些愿意天天背起十字架跟从主的人。
That is those who are willing to carry their cross and follow the Lord daily.
具体的在我们的家庭生活中，在教会生活中来落实这些道路人。
For those who are willing to follow this way in their family life and their church life.
弟兄们，我们要爱惜光阴。
Brothers also encourage us to redeem our time.
就是要抓住神给我们的机会。
That is to take hold of the opportunities that God has given us.
今天基督在我们里面的确是一个荣耀的盼望。
Today, Christ in us is a glorious hope.
但是这个盼望它有不同阶段的完成。
But there are different levels of completion for this glorious hope.
那些首先成熟的人，当千年国度降临的时候，这个盼望就达成了。
The first to mature, the first fruits, will be there for the millennium.
但是如果我们不在乎，也许我们在那个国度里面仍然是没有复活，没有被提。
If we do not pay attention to this, and we have not been raptured at that time.
所以那一个国度对我们来说，我们就是枉费，就如同刚才我们所读的马太福音第七章，对国度来说，那就如同灭亡。
Then for the kingdom time, we will be as if we were perished.
因为当国度降临的时候
，Because when the kingdom descends,
若是已经睡了的圣徒，那个时候没有复活。
For those saints who are asleep and were not resurrected, they are dead.
所以我们对于神这些话语，我们就是要认真的听。
So we need to pay attention and listen carefully to the words of God.
因为马太福音第七章乃是对圣徒们说的，不是像福音朋友说的。
Because Matthew chapter 7 is speaking to the saints, not gospel friends.
而是要进到那里面去，那个门是窄的，路是小的。
That to enter in, the gate is narrow and the way is narrow.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，今天有一些的讲论不讲十字架。
Brothers tell us that some of the preachings do not talk about the cross.
反倒讲一些成功的神学。
But they talk about prosperity gospel.
没有十字架对我们的对付，反倒讲神要给我们各种的祝福。
It doesn't talk about the training from the cross.Rather, the blessings that God has given us.
结果听的人就很多。
So those who listen are many.
也非常能够满足我们肉体的欲望。
Because it satisfies the desire of our flesh.
但是我们要清楚的话。
But we need to listen to the word of God.
宽路大路，宽门大路是引向对国度来说是灭亡的。
The wide gate and the broad way is towards destruction.
只有那个窄门小路。对于千年国度来说，那是引导生命，是活的。
And the small gate and the narrow way leads to life.
最后我讲一个在美国曾经真正发生的事情，提供这么一个比例。
Lastly, I'll speak of something, an event that happened.
几年前，弟兄姊妹可能有人记得，就是那个 US Airways 他们一架飞机迫降在哈德逊河上面。
A few years ago, maybe brothers and sisters remember when a U.S. Airway plane was had an emergency landing on the Hudson River.
他们在3000英尺的高空，因为引擎把鸟吸进去，所以两个引擎都失去了动力。
At 3,000 feet, because both engines sucked birds into it, they were malfunctioning.
然后没有办法回到机场。
So they were unable to return to the airport.
机长决定要降在纽约的哈德逊河上。
So the pilot decided to land in the Hudson River in New York.
时间非常短暂，三千英尺到地面很快。
They had a very short time because they were already at 3,000 feet.
引擎完全停掉。
And the engines were completely shut off.
但是感谢神，那155个乘客跟机员全都得救。
But thank God that all 150 passengers and staff were fine.
那我要用这个来说什么呢？
What did I want to say with this?
那架飞机之所以能够经历这个神迹。
That airplane, because it could experience this miracle.
是因为那个机长呢，他有个习惯。
Is because that the pilot had a routine.
他每一天他都在自己心中做一个演练。
Every day he would go through this situation in his head.
就是要做紧急迫降的时候，他当怎样采取这些措施
？That what he should do during an emergency landing.
虽然过去几十年从来没有用过一次
，Even though in all the years past he did not use it once.
但是就是那一次
，But just that one day.
使他成为美国的英雄
，Allowed him to be an American hero.
那对我们来说
，So to us.
我们不能够说把每一天都当作平常。
We cannot take every day as normal.
我们应该每一天起来的时候都这样说。
We have to wake up every day and say to ourselves.
也许主今天就来到了。
Maybe the Lord is coming today.
也许我就没有机会了。
Maybe I don't have any more time.
我们常常提醒自己说，要把握住这个机会。
We need to remind ourselves to take hold of these opportunities.
然后他们有个乘客做了一个见证。
They have a passenger who testified.
他告诉我们，他从这个死亡边缘回来以后，有一个重大的改变。
When he came back from the edge of death, he had a change.
他说从那以后，他抓住人生中每一个机会。
That from that day on, he grasped hold of every opportunity.
他不让美好的机会就这样溜过去了。
He did not allow good opportunities to slip by.
他不肯浪费他的机会。
He dare not waste away his time.
他用这个来激励他自己。
And he used this to encourage himself.
他去修补那些破碎的人际关系。
And he reconciled all the broken relationships.
他去做他人生中认为有意义的重大的事，而不是去做那些琐琐碎碎的小事。
He went and completed all the things that he thought were important and valued in his life.
并且他说，从那以后他心中就有一件事。
And from that day forward, he only had one thing in his heart.
但他没有信主，所以他那件事是说呢，他要把他女儿好好养长大。
And because he wasn't a Christian, so his thing was that he wanted to raise his daughter.
他那一件事就是要做一个好爸爸。
And his one thing was to be a good father.
那我们的那一件事应该是什么呢？
So what should our one thing be?
我们正在国度中做神的好仆人。
That we need to be good servants in God's kingdom.
来背负耶稣基督的见证。
To bear the testimony of Christ.
让国度降临的时候。
So that when the kingdom descends.
我们能够享受。父所赐给子的那个荣耀。
We can enjoy the glory that the Father has given to His Son.
那么一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你何等爱我们。
Because you truly love us.
主，你的牺牲是为了给我们极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because your sacrifice is to give us eternal glory.
愿主的圣灵今天感动我们。
May Lord, your spirit encourage us today.
每一位弟兄姊妹都答应你的呼召。
That every brother and sister may return your call.
从灵的深处来相信你的话是真的。
That through our spirit we may believe that your word is true.
那即将降临的荣耀是真的。
That the glory to come is true.
我们能够早早的预备。
Lord, may we prepare early.
天天预备。
To prepare daily.
当你来的时候。
That when you come,
我们得以丰丰富富地进入我主基督永远的国。
We may enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
谢谢主听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
哦，你宝贵的圣名。
In your most precious and holy name.
Amen.
Amen.